Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got another moment where we see excellence in broadcasting. This time we go to New York City, Steve.
All right.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Well, what did I say? It's the number one market.
Yeah.
So you have the cream of the crop.
And we've got the cream of the crop here. A television news station had some anchors that couldn't keep it together while reporting on the story of a dog who was found 135 miles off the coast of Thailand and rescued by oil rig workers.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy paddle. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I know. There's no way around it. So workers first spotted the dog last Friday. They believe he fell off a fishing trawler. He's now in good shape and on dry land with an animal protection group. One I'm sure I'll be working with very soon. More news 4 at 11 when we come back.
What was he trying to say? Doggy pound?
Doggy paddle.
Oh, doggy paddle. Yep. And he said doggy style.
Yeah, sometimes you got something on your mind.
Yeah, you do.
What does his co-host look like? Because maybe that answers the question.
Ooh, good call.
Well, you know, you don't see too many ugly people in the world of broadcasting.
There we go. All right. I'm looking at the picture now. I get what he's putting down.
And that dude looks like an older gentleman. So he's like, yeah, doggy style.
Yeah. And she's attractive.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I'm sure that's not right. That would be weird if that's what he's thinking about.
You think that would be weird?
I don't know. You work with someone after a while. Do you think like that about someone that you work with all the time?
Well, I'm thinking about dog. I mean, you know, as far as doggy style, I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. There are some people in this building who I think are, you know, that would give me thoughts.
Worthy of a doggy style comment?
Well, I'm not going to say any kind of comment. I'm going to try to
not on purpose, at least.
I'm going to try to stay out of HR's office. So it's like, let's just say there I have good thoughts about some people in this building.
Fair enough.
How about that?
I just feel like there's some words that just trigger a dirty thought automatically. You say doggy, I can guarantee you think style.
Oh, you can guarantee that's what we're thinking of.
Oh, you can guarantee it.
Yeah, like if you say doggy, you immediately like style. Just like saying apple, what do you think?
Bottom.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. She's right.
Apple bottom jeans.
Oh, I was thinking apple pie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's also.
With the boots, with the fur.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I was going to say with apple?
Pie.
Oh.
And how about that? She totally
I'm a butt
you were...
guy. I'm a butt guy.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot he was a butt guy.
Yes.
I thought he was the chesticle guy.
Well, see, apple pie isn't sexual. Now, if you said, what do you think of when you say
to
cherry?
Keep it clean.
Yeah. You trying to keep it clean?
I know.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Cherry. Lifesavers.
Cherry Lifesavers.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, yeah. See, I go with, I can see going cherry pie.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's the song and everything, right?
Everything leads back to pie.
Sure does.
Yeah.
See, now with doggy, I think a bag, because that means I get to bring food
home.
That's
what I was thinking too, actually.
Doggy bag.
Yeah, doggy bag.
Yeah. Huh.
See, I was thinking doggy style, but I was thinking Snoop Dogg, like the album.
Legitimately. Okay.
Someone said maybe he's just a Snoop Dogg fan.
Yeah. Okay, could very well be a Snoop Dogg fan.
You just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Again, he's you know, he's working next to attractiveness every day. It would be difficult to not every once in a while go, oh yeah.
Yeah, doggy style, right, Sally?
Yeah.
News at 11.
Cherry pie, Sally. Okay, just us.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, Steve, let me tell you about this old man. Actually, you're going to tell us about this old man. Now that I think
doggy
about
style.
It. Yeah, doggy style. And
doggy
cherry
style.
Pie. And apple bottoms all coming up. And an old man arrested actually for, is it singing a song?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he was actually hearing impaired. He could have been signing a song. This show's starting off fantastic. I'm Ron Burgundy, bitch.
Mediocrity at its finest.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he was arrested for singing a song about his neighbor. Yeah, Steve's going to tell you all about this. He's got the mix report for you at 617.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report, and it's a very special day.
What's that?
Happy National, it's perfect for us, Cheese Ball Day.
Yeah!
Nice.
Cheese balls in the morning.
Now, are we talking like the cheese balls like you're a goofy guy,
no.
Or are we talking about the, you know, like the Chester Cheetah stuff?
Like the delicious cheesy poofs.
Yeah, cheesy poofy stuff.
Pop when them in your mouth.
When I think of cheese balls, I think of like the ones with the schmears.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was thinking.
With nuts and stuff.
Oh, well, of course, those are good too.
The website I went to was one of those like orange, like snack balls.
Yeah.
Let's combine the two.
I would like a snack ball, please.
Speaking of word relation, when you say cheese, the first thing I think of is balls.
Balls?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And when
how
you say
that?
Balls, the first thing I think of, balls.
Nice.
Balls.
Cheese balls. Yeah. Well, how about like those mozzarella cheese balls? Have you ever had
those? Oh, yes, sir.
So good.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
All right, I feel like there's been, Florida's kind of been letting us down. I don't really see a lot of stories, a lot of nutty people in the news stories, but they came back strong with a couple of stories that have happened just in the past couple of days
with
some people and neighbors.
Welcome back, Florida.
So thank you, Florida, for continuing your stupid ways. This one involves a retiree. It's a guy that's retired. He's 62 years old, and he just got arrested because he liked to sing songs on his porch.
Okay.
Problem is, he was singing songs about his neighbor, and he was calling her a bitch. And I guess that's frowned upon.
Oh, it's a BJ song.
It surely is. I would be in trouble if they heard some of my songs.
Dude, legitimately, I did think this is BJ in about 5 years.
Yeah.
He will be on his porch singing awful songs about his neighbors.
Yeah.
The woman, she called the cops and said, I've been having some ongoing issues with this next-door neighbor. She accused him of harassment and things along those lines. And apparently, she pulled out her cell phone and recorded him, and he was singing a song where he said, there's a neighbor who's a bitch. I see her now. She's just a witch.
I love this
cop
guy.
Show up. I don't know any rest of the song, but
there's a neighbor who's a bitch. She's a witch. I see her now.
She's just a witch.
Yeah.
The witch has to end the line.
Oh, you're right.
That's why I'm not rhyme with bitch.
Yeah. There's a bitch named Vicky. No, just I'm trying to get the rhyme down.
All right. Well, I mean, there are words that rhyme with Vicky.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, there are.
What's the first one you think of?
I don't.
Icky.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought sticky.
Yeah, I thought sticky as well.
There's a song called Icky Vicky.
Icky Vicky.
Yeah.
You're
anyways.
So sticky.
He said that, hey, there's no proof that I sang it about her, even though he's...
yeah, there's none at all.
Got arrested for that.
I mean, I got a bunch of bitchy neighbors. Come on.
There's another old guy in Florida, also in trouble with the law. He's 71 years old. His name is William. And apparently he saw just some unidentified woman that was walking her dog. He went up to her with a water gun and squirted her with the water gun. Here's the problem. There wasn't water in that water gun.
Oh, no. He didn't give her his own water, did he?
Yes.
Oh,
he absolutely did,
ew.
BJ.
Oh, my God. Why?
Cops showed up and he said, I would do it again if given the chance.
Wow. Because?
He said, quote, I lost my blanking temper and I shot her in the face with a squirt gun filled with pee. He then added that there wasn't any kind of neighborhood dispute with this woman or anything along those lines. He said that the reason why he did that was that he's been under government surveillance since 2011 when he was fired from a state job in New York and said that the woman that he soaked with his urine is a paid snitch, somehow keeping tabs on him.
Oh, wow. You're not crazy.
I'm sure he's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure she is.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had a lot of fun with a certain audio clip thanks to our quarterback.
from the Seahawks, Russell Wilson.
Hey, Seattle. Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Seattle, I'm winning.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, that's how he made his big announcement that he signed a ridiculous deal, making him the highest paid player in the NFL. And we were joking about how we just signed a contract and we should reenact that video where we get under the covers and do our thing.
It's a good idea.
Well, somebody beat us to the punch.
Ah, dang it.
And that's two of his teammates. I love this. I love the fact that it doesn't matter how rich you are, amongst your boys and your crew, you're still not safe from getting a hard time. So Tyler Lockett, wide receiver for the Seahawks, decided to play the role of Russell Wilson.
All right.
Playing the role of Sierra is offensive lineman DJ Fluker.
Oh, that is fantastic.
The video is great. We have to share it on KSW's Twitter page. It's on Russell Wilson shared it, and he even said, he said, when your teammates start reenacting with a bunch of laughing faces, and he said, Tyler Lockett and DJ Fluker making fun of me and Sierra, hashtag hilarious, and here's how it sounded.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal. Go Hawks!
That's amazing.
DJ Fluker's like twice the size of Tyler Lockett.
That is hysterical.
It's great. And Tyler's shirtless with the gold chains.
Yeah, he's got it going on. DJ's covered in, like, you know, the covers, like, I'm naked, don't look at me.
And then, of course,
DJ's a mountain of a man, so you can just this giant white blanket over him.
I just love that they're having a good time with this and making fun of him. And it's not like, oh, we have to handle Russell Wilson with kid gloves and act like as if this video is normal.
Hey, Seattle. Oh, that's great.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see the Mariners this afternoon, and they'll do a little bit better than they did yesterday.
What is happening?
Or the day before. Or the day before. Or for the last five games, because we're on a five-game losing streak, Lost to the Indians 4-2. The Indians are looking pretty good right now. They have a three-game winning streak, but granted, two of those wins against the Mariners.
Yeah.
But one nice thing about the Mariners is that they continue their Major League record home run streak to start the season. Now it's at 20 games. The Mariners are 13-7, second place now in the AL West.
How insane is that? 20 straight games with home runs.
They have 42 total home runs this season.
Yeah, well, they're going to be fun to watch. It's just, you know, pitching is what we're always worried about.
Yes, indeed. So hopefully they get that 340. You can watch that game today, or you go to Safeco, or I'm sorry, T-Mobile Park.
T-Mobile Park, gosh darn it.
Dude, how about NHL playoffs are going on?
Playoffs?
And the Columbus Blue Jackets just swept the team with the best record in the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They crushed them 7-3 last night.
How insane is that?
It's awesome, man. What a fun team to watch, and they're just crushing it right now.
This is your Cinderella story right here.
Oh, absolutely. And the Islanders, I bring them up because, well, Matt Barzal, former Seattle T-Bird, he's playing great with them, and they just swept the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, they kept Crosby goalless.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
makes me happy. That means the Penguins only played four more games than the Devils, J-Mac, so suck it.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was just a personal attack on my friend.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. At the end of the day, that's exactly all it is. We knew the Devils were bad. A lot of people didn't think the Penguins were that bad.
The Islanders are looking pretty damn good. Vegas beat San Jose. They have a 3-1 lead. Winnipeg and St. Louis. Winnipeg won in overtime, so that series is tied at two games apiece. Go Maple Leafs tonight. Hopefully they continue to beat the Boston Bruins.
No. Go Maple Leafs tonight. We don't need to hear that.
As far as weather, 60 degrees and cloudy. And thank you, Oregon State University, for the Migs Report.
Hey, thanks, buddy. All right. Well, next week is a big day. A big week, I should say. It's the Avengers coming out.
Oh, boy.
It's a big week. Everybody's happy.
Here we go.
Got my tickets.
That's right. Got my ticket, too.
What days are you guys going?
I'm going Thursday, 6 p.m.
And I'm going Friday, and BJ's coming, too.
Oh, you're part of that group?
Yes.
Oh,
you're going with Sticky Vicky.
Oh, if I'd have known that.
Sticky Vicky.
Yeah, we can't be calling her Sticky Vicky.
Yeah, we can.
It doesn't sound right.
Nothing sounds right on this show.
That's a good point.
That's a good call.
So it's not this Thursday and Friday. It's next.
Damn, you guys already have your tickets. Yeah, well, and I got to thank my buddy Josh. He tried to get Thursday tickets, but the whole system crashed at the movie theater he was trying to get tickets to, so he ended up not getting Thursday tickets. So we're going Friday.
I had to really work with mine, but I made it happen.
So, Rev, are you going at night?
So 6 p.m. Since it's a 3-hour movie, I'll be done by hopefully by 10 or so.
Oh, yeah, with trailers and all everything. That crap.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping since I'm going Friday, I said that the folks will update the Run Pee app so I know when I can, because I know I'm going to have to run and I know I'm going to have to pee.
I bet they'll have it updated by then.
They've already said that in the 3 hours, there's no time to go pee. So don't get any soda. Kevin Feige, the guy who runs the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, there's got to be some time. I have to go pee. I can't be. I know.
No, you
got to
hold it for 3 hours, man.
Well, why don't you get inspired by that 71-year-old in Florida and bring a super soaker with you and then just go in there.
If anyone talks or plays on their phone, you squirt them.
Good call. Yeah,
good call.
Well,
I'm okay with that.
So the directors of Avengers Endgame, Anthony and Joe Russo, have posted a letter on Twitter yesterday, and they have asked moviegoers to help protect the film's spoilers. And they put it addressed to the greatest fans in the world, and the letter thanks them for their support over the last 11 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and promises a surprising and emotionally powerful conclusion to the Infinity Saga.
Oh, boy.
The Russos wrote, quote, because so many of you have invested your time, your hearts, and your souls into these stories, we're once again asking for your help. When you see Endgame in the coming weeks, please don't spoil it for others the same way you would want it spoiled for you. That's the first thing I'm going to do.
I like that. Also, remember, Thanos still demands your silence.
Yeah, they did this last year for the same thing as well.
Oh, I forgot about
Infinity
Thanos.
War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just saw like some, there was a story that was giving you tips on how you can avoid spoilers by muting certain words or phrases on Twitter.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Staying away from, sometimes you just got to stay away. I mean, if you're on social media,
yeah,
and everything that you follow is the stuff, obviously you follow stuff that you're passionate about, and if everything you follow is about like Marvel comics or, you know, Avengers, I mean, you're kind of asking for it in a sense, and you're going to walk into that spoiler world, so stay away from all social media if you're planning on waiting to watch this movie.
Stay off of the internet. I've heard other people saying is like, don't even play video games with like any sort of chat function because kids will be kids and they'll ruin your life.
Or, you know, stay away from any kind of comments on any story. You know, it could be a news story about something that happened in Florida, but somebody's going to make a comment that spoils. They do that on Facebook. Sometimes you'll have like a thread about something that has nothing to do with whatever it is. Yeah. And then someone throws a spoiler in just to be a douche.
I've had to avoid certain groups at certain times because of this. And they've known about, you know, they just do that. And I'm like, come on, you. Mm.
So the president's going to do what? What? Han Solo's dead? Wait a minute.
Yeah. I remember that happened. I'm on a goalie group page on Facebook that just, it's a lot of people are on that. And someone was like commenting about like some new set of goalie pads. And in the middle of the thread, it just says Han Solo was killed by his son.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn,
man.
That was savage.
Such a beating.
Somebody wants to know when we can expect BJ to spoil the new Avengers Monday morning.
Accidentally. I mean, I can do it accidentally. The thing is will Rev intentionally spoil it for Vicky and I since he knows?
No. I'm not going to do that with Han Solo dying. I waited 6 months.
Thanks, buddy.
So you'll have a little bit of time.
Yeah? What are you going to wait? 6 minutes?
No, well, mostly.
Because you'll have it on us. I mean, you know, there's that power to lord it over somebody knowing that I've seen it and you guys are going to go see it and I can ruin it for you
I'm just going to send you guys text messages with fake spoilers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Constantly.
Yeah. Well, guys, do your best to keep it away from me. You know, I'm hoping to catch that on demand in about 5 months.
I'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah. But I mean, Danny and I have a big date night planned in summer.
Yeah.
Steve, this is the last movie of the MCU for this phase. Are you going to watch it so you can go back and watch all of the other movies?
Oh, good. To be honest with you, I don't know if I've seen all the Marvel movies.
You probably haven't.
I mean, I think I've tried to watch all the Marvel movies, but I think Ragnarok we fell asleep on.
Oh. That's a really good one, too.
Arguably, that's the best Thor movie.
I'm not sure if I ever finished that one yet.
No. Yeah.
Aquaman still, you know, that
Aquaman
one's
Aquaman is not in the MCU, but nice try.
Yeah. Jerk.
I like how I say Aquaman, you're like, no, but I said Batman, and that one was just fine.
No, Batman should be in the, he should be in the MCU. We give him an honorary pass.
I don't know if I've seen all the Spider-Man movies, either.
Well, only one of the Spider-Man are technically in that world.
Same with Captain
Homecoming.
America. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that Spider-Man the Homecoming the most recent? I did see that, and that was awesome.
Yeah. And some people think that's probably the only Spider-Man movie you need to see. I mean, though, I did like the first two back with Tobey Maguire.
Is Doctor Strangelove, is that also like
one of those? Doctor Strange is a whole different situation, but Doctor Strange.
Is that part of the Marvel?
Yes.
I didn't see that
Any
one.
Any Guardians of the Galaxy for you?
Yeah.
One or two?
The first one and fell asleep on the second one.
Okay.
You're killing me, man.
Oh, I think you'd like Doctor Strange. I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
I feel like I should have seen that in the theaters.
I feel like you fell asleep on it. I don't know why I thought we had this conversation. I think you watched it and fell asleep.
I think so, too.
You might be right.
It's on Netflix. So is Black Panther and Ragnarok.
I've seen Black Panther. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that in the 4DX.
Yes.
Well, nice. We did. You didn't, Rev.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was in the bathroom vomiting, but hey.
Yeah, that was great for Rev.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to do what they're going to do. The trolls just love trolling. I don't care because you know what the great thing about getting old is and you forget things is I know that if people tell me something, I'll forget it anyway.
There's so many times where someone's like, hey, blah, 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 even about wrestling. Like, oh, I don't want to spoil it. I'm like, just say it. I don't care. I'll forget by the time I watch it anyway.
Yeah. That's how it is for me. It's great. Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody said this would happen. You know, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Then next Friday.
Woo!
Gonna be there. Now, yesterday, Steve.
3 hours, though, guys.
Yeah. 3 hours and 2 minutes.
I mean, it's going to be, I know it's going to fly and going to be great. It's just that, you know, and the young me would love that. But the old me is just like, I gotta go to the bathroom. There's no way to avoid it.
The best part is there's probably going to be an after credit scene. So you got to wait through all of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
But that's included in the 3 hours and 2 minutes, right?
I don't know.
What, the movie? No, you, from start to finish, the end of the movie is the end of the credits.
I hope you're right about that, Steve. Otherwise, I am really going to be just, I'm going to be swimming in my own action.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the last one of the Avengers. That was good. So I'm going to see this one. I just don't know if I'm going to see it.
And Marvel's already spoiled stuff anyway with their trailers for new movies coming out. I mean, you know, it's like, all right, Marvel, I guess some people are going to be okay is what you're saying.
Dude, you don't know that.
The running time includes all the way till the end of the credits. It's got to.
And don't forget the previews.
Oh, no.
This could be a 4-hour extravaganza by the time we're all sitting.
I just caused Steve to freak out.
Yeah. Steve, you're not going to make it.
But seriously, that's
you could die in that seat.
They don't stop the timer once the movie starts the credits.
I don't know how these things work. I think you're right, but I mean, what if you're wrong? Believe me, this is going to be probably a two bathroom visit movie for me.
Wow.
And I mean, usually Run People give you 3 spots you can use. I'm going to have to use them all.
Just looking on IMDb, it says running times for theatrical releases. The timing begins from the first distributor logo and ends with the last frame at the end of the credits.
Boom, Steve.
Oh, there you go.
Steve is smart.
Pseudo-logical.
Good job, Steve.
Smart. Have you ever thought about doing the whole diapers thing for something like this? I'm not being a Weisenheim.
No, dude. At some point, you're absolutely right. Or, you know, I might turn into one of those guys. It's just, see, I got an end seat. I mean, I that's what I tell everybody. When my buddy says, I'll get your seat. I go, look, if you don't get it on the end, don't bother.
Avengers end seat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I need. Avengers end seat.
And it's just a big commercial for Depends.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be that guy.
Avengers Depends.
But you know what I've started doing, which I'm going to see, because the last time I saw a movie with all these people, as I told them the line that I was going to have to jump up, because Run Pete tells you the line to look for. Uh-huh. So I told one of my friends, I go, so Rob, this is what I'm looking for. If you need to go to the bathroom, Run Pete says, go. And Freddie says, I'll give you the documents now. And so when the movie's going on, everybody's laughing at the normal time. But there's one part where people just all started laughing in our row. And there was no reason to laugh, except everybody knew that was my line to run out to go to the bathroom.
DJ all squirt.
And everybody starts laughing in the row. And they go, all right, I'll give you the documents now. Our row starts laughing. And everybody's like, what are you laughing for? That's not a funny line.
But is it weird, though, that you're sitting watching a movie now waiting for a certain line?
It seems like that to me.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like you'd lose track of what's going on in the film because you're so hyper-focused on that one line.
Yeah, well, it is a bit of, yeah, you're right, it's tense. I'll see, like, when I see the characters together that the movie tells me, Slappy will say this to Fred, yeah. Where are the documents?
It's like, okay, did he bring documents? Is this the time?
Oh, yeah.
I think those are documents.
Yeah, it is fun. And I also know that at some point those two are going to be together. So if for some reason they want you to think that one person dies at the beginning of a movie like they did with Star Wars, they want you to think that Poe was dead, but he really wasn't dead, you know, I know he's not dead because he's got to give the documents
to
somebody.
Yeah, you spoil yourself just so you don't soil yourself.
Oh, I like that. You know what? Rev is actually...
That was a 90s hip-hop song that he just quoted.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday, Steve, he probably soiled himself on this one.
Yeah, he did.
HBO's Game of Thrones is based on a series of books by whom?
Hamlet.
No.
Oh. J.R. Tolkien.
No.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Hey, Seattle. I'm writing Game of Thrones. See you tomorrow. We're talking George R.R. Martin, Steve. That's the dude that made it all happen.
See y'all in the morning.
That's right. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. one of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.